They are better than stars or water. Better than voices of winds that sing. Better than any man's fair daughter. Your green glass beads on a silver ring. Overheard on a salt marsh. Harold Munro. Chapter 1. Never trust a goblin. Even a child knows that much. But there are times when you've got to take the chance, when the prize is worth the risk. Which is how Archer Green happened to be in a drafty warehouse on Quebec Street in Vancouver a few minutes before midnight, waiting with a goblin named Ezra for the Mothman to turn up. Why the goblins called the Mothman was a mystery. He was an albino, so maybe that had something to do with it. That, and his predilection for the bright and shiny, especially things that easily caught fire or exploded. The Mothman had a way of finding artifacts that were, in Archer's opinion, better left lost. It was probably a strange opinion for the curator of the Museum of State-Sanctioned Antiquities in Vancouver. Not that the ordinary man, or woman, on the street would know anything about Mossa. The wind moaned dolefully through the chinks in the old brick walls. Ezra munched agitatedly at one of those violet floral cigarettes he was so fond of. Archer kept to the shadows and resisted checking his pocket watch yet again. He wasn't nervous, exactly. It took a lot to make him nervous. But he wasn't happy either.
He'll be here soon.
Ezra continued to pace up and down before the empty wooden crates with their faded emblems of skulls and crowns, the dully gleaming vats and ducts that looked nothing so much as a giant steel stomach.
Don't worry.
Archer lifted a dismissive shoulder, but he'd already made up his mind to walk if the Mothman didn't show by five after. It wasn't that he didn't believe the Mothman had something worth his time and trouble. The Mothmans of the realm seemed always to have the inside track on beautiful and rare items before they hit the regular black market. Still, Archer would have preferred to know exactly what he was acquiring before venturing out in the dead of night with a wallet full of cash.
His merchandise is always worth it.
Ezra gulped down the rest of his cigarette and belched an agitated purple puff towards the rafters overhead.
He said he wants to talk to you personally.
Archer threw him a quick look. Me? Why me?
Eh?
Your friend. Why should he want to speak to me in particular? Ezra gave a smoky laugh.
Don't know. Never asked.
Archer pulled out his pocket watch. Moonlight through the grimy windows illuminated the time. 3 minutes after midnight. He snapped the watch closed. That's it for me. I've got an early start tomorrow.
No, wait!
Ezra cried.
Don't leave! I know he's on his way.
Archer studied Ezra. Studied the beads of sweat popping out over Ezra's human features. Took note of the anxious licking of tongue over lips. Yep. Definitely time to say adieu. Archer opened his mouth, but somewhere to the left of where they stood came a ghostly screech of rusted hinges. Instinctively, they both turned.
See? Told you.
Ezra muttered. Archer ignored him, watching warily until at last he spotted a tall figure in a drab overcoat, moving through the darkness like a white shadow. The figure moved swiftly, with frequent glances over his shoulder, as though he feared pursuit through the canyons of metal tubes and casks.
Well, you took your time.
Ezra greeted the Mothman when he reached them at last.
Can't help it. Thought I was being followed.
The Mothman's voice was high and breathy. His eyes were large and protuberant. They appeared colourless in the gloom. He was taller than most humans. Certainly taller than Archer, and very thin.
Were you?
Archer asked as Ezra scoffed. The Mothman shook his head. He eyed Archer curiously,